Somalia's prime minister and acting president flew from Addis Ababa to Nairobi as they try to shore up their weak transitional government and prevent a security vacuum as Ethiopia withdraws the troops that have helped keep them in power for the past 2 years. In an airport interview, after 3 days of talks with Ethiopian officials, Prime Minister Nur Hassan Hussein, widely known as Nur Ade, said lawmakers are faced with a tough choice.
There are two options. One is to have the election within 30 days on the basis of the transitional charter. And then at the same time, there is this issue of Djibouti agreement, which provides an enlargement of the parliament and national unity government and also election of the leadership. So it's up to the parliament to decide.
Ethiopia's foreign minister Seyo Mesfin was at the airport to bid farewell to his guests. In a VOA interview, Seyum said, as the current head of the East African regional grouping IGAD, he had urged Somalia's leaders to put aside the Djibouti Accord and immediately choose a new president.
As IGAD, we have pronounced ourselves that the charter must be respected in letter and spirit, because that is the only legal instrument that provides legitimacy to the transitional arrangement.
Seyum spoke as Ethiopian troops are winding up a two-year effort to prop up Somalia's transitional administration in the face of a violent insurgency led by the Islamic extremist Al-Shabaab group. Many observers fear Al-Shabaab could capture the capital, Mogadishu, and impose Sharia law in a country that has been ungovernable for 17 years. But the Ethiopian minister said reports of Al-Shabaab's strength have been greatly exaggerated.
I assure you, Al-Shabaab is running from left to right simply because the government has not established proper local administrations throughout Somalia. So Al-Shabaab, even 10 armed people, can create havoc throughout the country because the government has not been able to extend its infrastructure and administration in the rest of the country. So that is a limitation.
Somalia's Speaker of Parliament and acting President Sheikh Adan Mohamed Nur, known as Sheikh Madobe, admitted that government troops face a stiff challenge fending off the Al-Shabaab fighters. Speaking to VOA in Somali through a translator, he said it is time for the international community to make good on past pledges of support.
Groups like Al-Shabaab, and it is obvious that these are a challenge. We could not have a vacuum due to the withdrawal of Ethiopian troops. We call upon the international community and our African brothers to be true to their word and bring in the forces that they have promised. And of course, DFG will have its own forces to fill the gap.
The two Somali leaders will be in Nairobi for the next 2 days for talks with representatives of the international community on ways of augmenting the 3,400-strong African Union peacekeeping force. But Speaker Madobe acknowledged the UN Security Council has been cool to repeated pleas for a more robust international force. East African diplomats, meanwhile, are predicting an intense struggle for control of the transitional government among Somalia's clan-based factions. Several senior figures are said to be jockeying for the post of president, including the current Prime Minister Nur Ade and his predecessor, Mohamed Ali Gedi, who was ousted in a power struggle with former President Yusuf last year. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.